שלום, אנחנו
שוב
בנושא חוק הערבות, הוא נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות, נמשיך.
We are in a lesson on the law of ערבות. We're going to read selected excerpt from the sources, continuing from excerpt number 63. You can send questions to Kav TV Sviva Tova, and selected questions will be asked here.
Okay, we'll do this. You read twice the excerpt, and then we'll do a workshop, and then after the workshop, we'll have questions. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 63. But for Baal Sulam's, anyone who is sorry for the public. The servant of the Creator who is not sorry for the public, but feels only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also not greater. As a result, he will not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public, since he did not prepare a kli to receive this collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public and feels the troubles of the public as his own trouble is rewarded with seeing the complete revelation of the Shekhinah, meaning the comfort of the whole of Israel, because his lack is a collective lack. The abundance of Kedusha is also collective. Again, a servant of the Creator who is not sorry for the public, but feels his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also not greater. As a result, he will not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public, since he did not prepare a kli to receive this collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public and feels the troubles of the public as his own trouble is rewarded with seeing the complete revelation of the Shekhinah, meaning the comfort of the whole of Israel, because his lack is a collective lack. The abundance of Kedusha is also collective.
עכשיו כולנו נמצאים בסדנה.
Now everyone should enter a workshop.
What's the question, Rav?
From what you read to them, the worker or the Creator, who is not sorry for the public but feels only his personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also not greater. As a result, you'll not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of comfort of the public, since he did not prepare a kli to receive this collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. If I don't feel everyone, I don't come out of my ego, so I lack only what I lack for my own ego. I need to try and be with the public, and the deficiency to connect to the public, that's what I need. And then with the connection with the public, with the collective, I'll want to receive revelation of the Creator in order to bestow. It's like we learned now in the study of the Ten Sefirot, there's raising of man to receive the force of the Masach, the force of connection between us. And then from the connection between us, we already begin to bestow upon the Creator and to receive His revelation inside as inner light. Same thing here. We need to try and connect between us, and from the force of our connection, then we need to start relating to the Creator. Otherwise, we cannot relate to Him. So again, a servant of the Creator who is not sorry for the public, but feels only his own personal lack. His receptacle for abundance, meaning his kli that can feel spirituality, is also not greater. He feels a slight deficiency, not even a fulfillment, only a deficiency. that he has nothing. As a result, he'll not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public. The Creator is revealed as the one that wants to bestow upon the public. He can't be revealed in one. There is no volume there, area to reveal the Creator, because he did not prepare a clear to receive the collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public, meaning we're the public, and now we have a reason to. There's a worldwide pandemic. We're discovering the deficiencies of the public, even corporeally. The public can't be sorry for anything else. But if we are sorry together with them for what they have and for the reason they can't connect, that it's in a state of helplessness, and we do feel where it comes from, that it comes from the Creator, from a deficiency that we want to connect, then we are to blame that the connection doesn't exist, that we're not asking of the Creator to bring the force of connection to the created beings, to everyone, and we are in the middle of that. Like we now learned in part 8 of the study of the Ten Sefirot. The public raises the deficiency. It doesn't know where to raise it to. It's like a baby that's crying, and that's it. It doesn't know who exactly it's crying to. It's crying, it's weeping. But we feel this sorrow, but we can't supply what they're asking for, but we can raise it to the Creator. And there, our sorrow is felt together with the sorrow of the public, and that's why there is a kli. Because it's no longer just us, and it's no longer just them, the public, but it's us together. That's why he says there's a kli. There's a kli that's already conjoined, and then the upper one comes to something that's built of 2 degrees, us and the public, and as a result, it receives a response, and it brings us the forces of connection that we will connect, and that we will also connect the public, and by that, to raise it to the Creator. That's how it works from below upwards and from above downwards. Like we learned in study of the Ten Sefirot, it's the exact same. Then in the world of Atzilut, it becomes even clearer that the collective is the same collective. Please read this entire excerpt again.
Excerpt 63. A servant of the Creator, who is not sorry for the public, but feels only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also not greater. As a result, he will not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public, since he did not prepare a kli to receive this collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public and feels the troubles of the public as his own trouble is rewarded with seeing the complete revelation of the Shechina, meaning the comfort of the whole of Israel, because his lack is a collective lack. Therefore, the abundance of Kedusha is also collective.
Barur, ken?
Questions? Okay, it's clear. Yes. Good.
Can I ask a question about explaining to the general public without a point in the heart, according to what we read?
Yes, what do you want to ask?
I think that it's easier to explain, of course, without building a screen.
I don't understand what you mean, as if you know how to build a masach. We are talking about a state that we exist in. We need to feel the sorrow of the entire world, of all of the public. And this sorrow, according to this sorrow, we need to build our own deficiency, that we want to pass on to the entire world the force of correction. It's as if you have an opportunity to bring to the whole world the positive force, the force of fulfillment, health, good, positive relationships, everything, whatever they want, more than what they want, any goodness that they want. You need to be included with a deficiency that you would correct them according to your degree, according to what you understand, that you would bring them to a correction on such a degree, and you can't because you don't have the forces of correction. And then you raise your forces of correction that you lack it, raise it above to the Creator. On this man, on this deficiency, the Creator will respond to you. He will respond because you're not asking for yourself, but for the public, for the whole world. That's why you're called Israel, Yashar Kel, that you can be aimed at the Creator. And it is your obligation, your responsibility, to bring this completion, this correction to the entire world. If you won't do that, then the Creator rejects you and the whole world rejects you until you'll understand that you need to go through to start this correction.
It's clear with respect to us, but for the sake of the explanation, can I say that if a person feels the other as he feels himself, he doesn't come out of the ego. He is remained in his ego. But if he just enters his ego, the sorrow of the others, that's what they have to do?
I don't understand what you're saying. Really, I don't understand. I'm saying it all needs to start from our degree, because we are between the Creator and the created beings. And that is why we need to try and bring to the created beings everything that's possible. And that same deficiency that we cannot give to them, these forces of correction, these forces of fulfillment, everything we describe as being the best for them, this deficiency needs to be raised abovewards. And then you don't raise your own deficiency, and the Creator will respond to that deficiency. And only like that it works.
PT2. I have a question, a practical question. With the friends in the tent, we have friends around us that are going through a very difficult state. They're losing their jobs. They have little kids at home. They don't know how to feed them. How can you feel sorry with the sorrow of the public when you worry about your own personal state at home? It seems not too little.
Also, your individual state at home and the general state of the world, you need to collect all of this and raise it to the Creator. Let the Creator sort it out, but He only sorts it out only according to your request, because He stabilized these negative states, these sorrowful states, in order for you to ask from Him. You cannot be awakened, but only through troubles, through sufferings. To the extent you begin to raise deficiencies for the others, then accordingly, you personally will suffer less. You'll forget about yourself. That's how it will be.
Latin, lo, ita 4.
Ita 4.
Microphone, Nico.
Excuse me. Thank you, Rav. The whole world seems so big, and I feel so powerless. Is it okay to try to practice this concern for the public first in the 10, or do must I really try to feel the needs of the entire world right now in this moment?
We still need to be connected to the entire world. Everything that happens in the world, the Creator awakens for me. Even more so, it seems to me that there is a world, that there are many people and they're suffering. It's all my vessels. Only it seems that they're detached from me in order for me to develop within a desire to connect for the quality of the Creator. And that is why I need to yet be connected to the entire world. You need to feel why the entire world is suffering. And this suffering of the world, this suffering of your relatives, of your friends, all of these things, all in all, you raise above. Yes. Tzafon 2.
What are the signs of the Creator answering the request of the public?
We'll see signs. If we ask, then of course we'll see signs. But the request has to be a true request. That we need to feel the sorrow of the public. It's the most important condition. The Creator doesn't respond to the individual deficiency, but only to the general one, especially while we're in the process of the general correction in the last generation.
Question of a friend from the 10. There's a feeling that the sorrow of the public today is loneliness. How to raise man? What to ask for them?
The feeling of loneliness is a very good feeling. It's possible that from that there will be a desire for a connection that will be raised. So that also needs to be taken into account. Look at what the Creator does in order to awaken us towards correction. Take an example from Him.
How can a friend help other friends in the tent feel the sorrow of the public?
Talk about it together. PT 24.
How do I arrange the prayer for the Creator when the public suffers so much because I see this state in my eyes? How do I arrange the prayer when they don't suffer, but I only see them suffering?
You try to convey, to feel the sorrow of the public, not your own, but of the public, and you ask of the Creator to bring correction to the public. And the public today is suffering. And this suffering is a general suffering that it's upon the entire world now. We've never had anything like that. Look where we are today. We are in the true Babylon, not in some kind of Babylon that there was a small state. And we could break out from there to all directions. No, today the whole world is one Babylon. And we need to feel to the extent that it's suffering and to the extent that we need to bring to Him the method of correction. And I hope that the Creator will give us the emotion and the understanding, the reasoning, to be able to go out to them and explain to them what it depends on. And that's our connection, and that it will give them a little more desire, a little more strength. And like that, every time a little more, and we'll reach the state that we'll be able to see a world that is more corrected. And that is because it is us tying all of the world to the Creator. We want to do goodness to those and to those, both to the Creator and to the created beings. That is our role. Latin 3.
¿Es correcto pedir al creador por el público en general y yo incluirme en la plegaria?
He's asking, is it correct in the prayer for the collective to include myself in that prayer?
Of course, what do you mean? I don't understand where the question even comes from. I need to be included in all of these prayers for the public?
He's asking, should I also ask for my own pain together with asking for their pain?
You can, but I think that if we ask for the public, then our individual pain will disappear. Moshe, another excerpt.
So we're reading excerpt number 64 from Degel Machane Ephraim. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. And this requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears in them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with all of them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. And this requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. And for this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to the root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
Is there a question?
Piti 6? Meyer.
Piti 6, quickly.
Piti 29.
There is none. Piti 29.
The public suffers from health, sustenance, mental grief. We have to translate it to lack of bestowal.
We don't need to translate it, but we need to raise the sorrow of the public as we understand it, without detailing it, without any intellect, only emotion. PT 23.
We need to go out and explain to the public so we would be integrated in their deficiencies, or so we would bring a solution for their lacks.
We raise the sorrow of the public, and that alone. And we want this sorrow to be mitigated. And that alone.
Дорогой Раф, спасибо.
Dear Rav, thank you, it's clear.
А как получить мат и потом...
It's clear how to raise mat, but how to receive mat and then disseminate it.
We'll talk about that tomorrow, but now we need to make sure to how we can be included with the public in order to raise mat. That's what we need. So do it with your emotion. Do it through your writing, in all different forms of media, on the networks like you do. To the extent we truly need to connect with our deficiencies, with the public, and to the extent the public needs to connect, because by that, we're either in prayer or even without prayer, it still raises as a deficiency, even without the prayer of the public, and it corrects the world. We need to make sure that the world is corrected. To the extent the world is in suffering, then the Creator is suffering many, many times more, according to His degree. And that is why we need to relate to the suffering of the public and to the suffering of the Creator equally. Otherwise, it isn't considered that we are in bestowal. I want to have better relationships with the Creator, but with the public it'll work out. That's considered that I'm inserting my ego in between. Is that clear? Okay.
Moscow 7. And. Oh, yes. Ло шумим, Денис, не слышно. Ло, ло шумим.
Но проблема там со звуком.
О, ну? Ну, говори. Тоф, бая. Азнавор ле инфо. Шай.
Okay, moving on to info. Shai.
Before going over the schedule, I want to remind everyone today is Wednesday. We're meeting at 5 p.m. Israel time with tens from around the world, according to the table we sent. We're asking all the gabbais and shats to get up to date with the table and make sure all the friends connect to the correct link from the table to meet with other tens from around the world today at 5 p.m. Israel time. The schedule, 10:30, we start our broadcast with Rav and Michael Sanilevich from 11 to 11:30, Norma with Rav, and Norma and Chaim will continue with Rav from 11:30 to 12, everything broadcast and translated, and 6 to 7:30, Rav in live evening lesson. Song.
L'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'union des amis, l'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union.
Nous arrivons au...